very first episode of Big Foodies. My name is Biggie, if you don't know who I am. This is Barrett.
What's going on?
And Matt.
Hello, hello.
And as you can tell, we're three larger than average individuals. And
thank you.
Just being honest.
We weigh a few pounds.
A few pounds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing is, people should come to guys like us for food recommendations.
Yeah.
Everyone I see out there is skinny who does a cooking show. Mm-hmm. But this is for the larger than average American. Right. Things that real people eat.
Are you going to trust the skinny person for a recipe recommendation, or are you going to trust us?
I can promise you nothing in these videos will involve kale.
Nope.
Or quinoa.
Nope.
Or anything like that.
Absolutely not.
None of that.
And all three of our items today include carbs.
That's right.
So there you go.
It is not a carb-free zone. In fact, these are meals that I don't think any normal human would probably ever think of eating.
No, I agree. I think the prompt for our video today was off the menu. So these are things that you can't go to one of these restaurants and you're not going to see this item on the menu. You're going to have to customize it and specialize it for yourself.
Yes, and I'm going to go on record as saying that I came up with this when I was very hungover one morning. And I would bet that you all may have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. This was there was some other items involved, not necessarily alcohol, when I came up with this sandwich. But it paid off.
I see.
It paid off.
Mine was a whole bunch of screw it. It's like, you want this on the? Yeah, screw it. I'll take that too.
So who wants to go first?
I'm in. I'll go.
Okay.
Now, in true fast food fashion, mm-hmm. They screwed my order up. So, perfect.
Perfect.
And I did not check the bag.
Okay.
But if you're from the South or from the North Carolina area, you know Biscuitville.
100%.
And Biscuitville, especially after a night of drinking, is always a quick, nice go-through.
Mm-hmm.
And one morning, after a really bad night of drinking, I was like, I want a chicken biscuit. But I want a chicken biscuit adding egg and cheese, but not the normal fried egg.
Okay.
This is a scrambled egg.
Scrambled
egg. This biscuit is a meal. This is a heavy, this is not for the lighthearted. This is not something you just, I want a quick meal in the morning.
Right.
This is I drank too much, I don't remember her name. That kind of meal.
Perfect.
Now, we only have two of these, so
I'll let one.
You two split this. And,
okay, yeah, fair enough. That's a good deal.
That's fair.
No, here, I've had enough of these. You guys,
all right.
Okay.
You guys get to enjoy. Now,
good God.
Does anyone have any egg allergies or, we should have checked with that.
So I will say.
No one's gluten-free, right?
No.
No.
Clearly. I'm not allergic to egg, but I don't really like eggs.
You're not an egg guy.
I'm not an egg guy, but this is important to me. So I'm going to try it with the egg.
Okay.
So just, when I give you my review, keep in mind that I like eggs.
This is the other thing about being a big dude. When I was a kid, I got yelled at for staring at my food all the time.
Yeah.
But it's always because I was searching for the perfect bite. So you got to find the perfect bite that has the egg, the cheese, the chicken, everything in it together.
Well, I'll give this to Biscuitville. They've done a good job. You know, you go to some places and the chicken, you can't see it because it's too small. The chicken is hanging out of three different parts of this biscuit, which is good.
See?
And the cheese is covering it up the whole way. There's plenty of the egg on here.
And listen, I have gone on record as somebody who I don't like fresh fast food. I know that sounds crazy.
What?
All right. I like heat lamp fast food.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't like when they tell me to pull up, I get pissed. I'm like, no. I want what's sitting there. So
make it an hour ago.
Yes. So these have been sitting, to me, the proper temperature.
So this is the perfect amount.
The proper time. Yeah, see, the cheese is not, it's not cold.
Right.
It's still got some warmth to it, but it's also not melty hot.
Right. Well, let me also say this. This biscuit has some weight to it.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't normally eat a biscuit that I've...
This is about a pound and a half right here.
It's heavy.
It's a meal.
I would like to weigh this because this has got some weight to it.
It's best eaten when crying.
All right, that's fair. You're going to hurt my feelings real quick?
Oh, man.
All right, here we go.
Screw that.
I know you're not an egg guy,
right.
So you got to get past the egg.
Okay.
Their chicken, to me, I love their chicken, too.
It's good chicken.
Did you just say that's okay?
What?
Did you just say it's okay?
Then the egg was okay.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah, it's okay.
No, the egg is okay.
Barrett's like,
okay.
Barrett's like, I'm in for this.
Well, he said, I know you're not an egg guy. I said, it's okay, yeah. You're not an egg guy.
Okay.
Now, again, you can also, I've done it before, you can substitute a nice spicy chicken in there that they have as well. So I like a little spice. But this, I wanted to give you guys the traditional, and again, this is, you know, they have, obviously you can pull up to Biscuitville and get a chicken biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to tell them, and unless you tell them, they put fried egg on it. So make sure you tell them.
For the scrambled.
Scrambled egg, just a piece of nice piece of American processed cheese on top. You're good to go.
There's nothing gourmet about this.
No.
Golly, this is,
it's amazing.
That's what
it's
saying.
Well thought out. It's well thought out.
Yeah, it came to me right as I was crying in the drive.
I don't normally like egg, but to me on this sandwich, the egg brings a nice texture mix up to the chicken because the chicken's crunchy.
I've had it with the fried egg, and if that's your thing, it's okay. It's not as good to me.
Mm-hmm.
As it's just laying there on top.
Mm-hmm.
This gives it a nice stack, a nice chicken, egg, cheese.
The cheese is the best part for me.
Yeah.
Because it's nice and melted coat. But it's like you said, it's not like fresh melted.
Yeah.
It's super
hot.
I
don't like, I'm telling you, the worst thing fast food ever did was start making it then and now.
Yeah.
I like heat lamp food.
I ate this early.
I know that's a weird hill to die on, but I like heat lamp food.
I've heard you say that before.
I know. I'm dead serious. It really pains me that they make all the food fresh now.
What do you think?
I'm in such a conundrum right now because I want to finish this.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got two other sandwiches we need to eat too.
Yeah, no.
God, that's so good.
Well, we can finish this after we do the sandwiches.
There you go. Yeah. But
you
see,
you want to do yours next? You want me to?
Okay.
This gets an A+ from me.
Okay. Good.
Definitely, especially if you're hungover.
That's
you're
it's perfect for that. Yeah.
It's perfect because it's everything you need in a balanced breakfast. There's your bread. There's, you've got your egg, the cheese melted.
Yeah,
I think the chicken's important.
Yeah,
I don't know that another breakfast. This wouldn't be as good as sausage.
Chicken. No. Sausage, it's just to me, if you just do sausage, egg, and cheese, that's something you can get.
Yeah.
But this is, again, this is best eaten hungover. This is not a good, this is not a Monday meal.
No, this is a get up and get out the door food right here.
Yeah.
All right, you're up.
Yeah.
You want to finish the egg? The tray,
I'll this
one
right here.
Other side.
Oh, shoot. I like that we all have different lengths of beard going. Mine's like 3 days.
Yeah, this is about a week and a half.
Yeah.
All right, so the place that I got my sandwich from is from Sheetz, which is, in my opinion, the foremost authority of gas station food. Now, I know that kind of throws people off, but if you live near a Sheetz or you know where a Sheetz is, go spend about 30 minutes just punching the little MTO
camera,
and you're going to probably find one of the best meals you've ever had in your life. So one thing about me is I pride myself on being a yes man. So when Sheetz asked me, do you want to put this on your sandwich? Yes, I do. Yes, I want to put this on my sandwich. So one of the good things about Sheetz is they have a value meal. So this is a value meal pepperoni sub. So it's got pepperoni on it, cheese on it, marinara sauce on it. It's on a pretzel roll. And they said, Barrett, do you want fries? I said, absolutely.
That's what I was going to ask. I see something, if you can't tell, sticking out of my sub here appears to be
French fries.
A French fry.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the value deals at Sheetz. That 2 for $5?
Can't beat it.
Can't beat that.
They usually have a really good deal on hot dogs.
They do, too.
2 for $1. Yeah.
And something else about Sheetz, like you getting this sandwich at a normal sandwich place, you'll get some looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one looks at you.
It makes complete sense at Sheetz.
You get just ridiculous things, and they're like, sure.
Sheetz, another great place if you're hungover, or as you put it earlier, a little something different.
A little something different.
Yeah.
There's a little something different going on.
So we got fries on there, Pittsburgh style, and,
I'm going in.
What kind of cheese?
Provolone.
I'll
tell you, I was skeptical,
but
it works. I like it.
Yeah, I think maybe like extra double pepperoni.
Okay.
Maybe a little more pepperoni, but I like the fries absorbing the marinara.
I've never been a person who likes a fry on a sandwich, but this to me adds a little. Maybe it's the salt, a little extra salt in it.
See, I actually will take like French fries or hot chips, and we'll dip them in a marinara sauce depending on which restaurant I'm at.
How much weed do you smoke?
You gotta understand something. When you go certain places, like we go out to eat, my wife likes getting mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yeah.
So we usually get the mozzarella sticks at the beginning, and so it comes with the marinara. she usually gets ranch to dip, so I have the marinara. Okay. And so then when there's just leftover marinara sitting there, I'm like, oh, I mistakenly thought it was ketchup once. And I was like, that's not bad. And just says on the sandwich, it's not bad.
You're a dipper.
Again, I'm kind of torn. I want to finish that.
And so another good thing about Sheetz is those fries could easily be mozzarella sticks. Mm-hmm. They could be onion rings. They could be mac and cheese bites. Mm. It could really be anything you want to. It's kind of like the Ben and Jerry's of the food world, if I like to say. So.
And don't sleep on this pretzel roll.
The pretzel roll, yeah.
Pretzel roll as a whole, to me, makes everything better.
Yeah. Pretzel roll is a solid bread option. Who haven't been into pretzel roll? And how?
Some German guy.
Was it an accident?
Germans?
Yeah.
Fun fact, ready for this?
Lay it on
I should be rich. My family owned the first hard pretzel factory in North America.
Are you kidding me? Kidding.
What?
Not kidding. Yep, up in Pennsylvania. But my family sold it.
When?
Oh, this is back in the 1900s it got sold. But, yep, so we, I should be rich. I should actually be not in this video. And sitting in my mansion with my pretzel buns.
Instead of your apartment,
and, instead of my one-bedroom apartment, eating fries on a sandwich.
Eating a $4 sandwich.
This, is this really sandwich good. Is my life.
It's the epitome of that. So, for my sandwich, I actually can't take credit for this idea.
Okay.
I kind of can. So,
were you high again?
I was in Atlanta. I went to a Braves game with, it was me, my high school girlfriend's dad and brother, and then a friend of ours.
Okay.
We were going down to Atlanta for a Braves game, and we went to Subway before the game to eat before we went to the park. And we decided, you know, everybody was getting their sandwich. And the guy that we were with, our friend, was like, yeah, I want a meatball sub, but I want to add some of the Chipotle Southwest dressing to it.
Okay.
What? And I thought to myself, the last thing you need on a meatball sub is more sauce because it's soggy enough. So,
and also the flavor clashing there, I couldn't see.
Right. But I trusted him. And he said, trust me, you're not going to regret this. So I got the same thing and loved it. Well, then, about 7 years ago, I went to Subway, and they were doing a special where they had the pizza sub. And so they were doing hamburger, or not hamburger, meatballs and pepperoni.
Yeah, okay.
So I said, I need to combine this with the Chipotle sauce that I have and create this one sandwich. So on this sub, it's the Italian urban cheese bread.
I can smell that. It smells good.
With meatballs. It's a meatball sub. Add pepperoni, then toast it with provolone cheese.
Okay.
Then you get the oregano, the Parmesan cheese, and you ask for a little bit of the Southwest Chipotle sauce on it.
Do they stare at you when you add that part?
I got a lot of looks today at the register when I asked for three of them. They're like, really? Like, yes, it's that good.
Are you crazy?
So you got to make sure.
All right, I'm going to try to get
it. It may not be right at the end, but once you get maybe a second bite in, that Chipotle is going to be there and it's going to kick.
I'll say this about Subway. Mm-hmm. Still probably my favorite meatball sub.
Yes.
The
great
meatballs, they really have always done it well. And maybe it's just because that's what I've eaten since I was a kid. But.
And they don't spread them out.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they're butted up one next to each other, and sometimes side by side, which is important because the problem with most meatball subs is so many bites don't have a meatball in them. And it's not enjoyable.
And you're searching for it.
Yeah. You don't have to search in these.
You're right. I got the sauce that time.
Mm-hmm.
This is unbelievably good.
What? Yep.
And it shouldn't be. Let me start with that. When you read it aloud, I almost was like, I don't want to hear it.
It shouldn't be that good.
This should not be good. I am in shock right now, actually, how good that is.
And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if you made your own meatball subs at home with like a Chipotle ranch sauce, that it's going to taste this good. I've only done this at Subway because they're the only one that have that recipe of everything.
Wow.
Now, my sister, for a little bit, a few years ago, worked at a Subway. And I went in and ordered this one time.
Employee discount.
And she, you know about that.
Smart.
And I ordered this one time, and the person behind me was like, is that really good? And I said, absolutely, you won't regret it. So the person behind me ordered it. And my sister told me that same person came in later that week and got more of the same sub.
That is really, really good. Like, shockingly good.
I think it's just the spice in the chipotle.
Yeah, again, you're right. It gives a little kick that you just need. And again, you know why it's good? Because it's been sitting. Because it's not steaming hot. You people and your hot food.
I ordered this an hour ago.
It's better that way. Everything melds. It's got to be flavor melded.
Mm-hmm. I think the bread is what really kicks this thing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bread is really good. Well done, boys.
There we go. I like this.
I learned a lot today.
I got a couple new menu items.
I am going to be embarrassed ordering this, but I am going to order this.
You can whisper it. It's fine. Just go at a very slow time.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I got ready to order, the line started forming.
Oh, so then you had to say it loud.
No.
What kind of sauce?
The Chipotle. All three. Just make them the same.
I only have to say it once, and you know that these other
things. Of course, that's what that big dude's ordering.
That's right. Well, I'm a fan of all three.
Oh, good.
I think the biscuit surprised me, even as someone who doesn't like egg. That was a good biscuit.
Yeah, good. Well, this was, well done, guys. So this was our first episode. I guess you could say off the menu items at your favorite somewhat fast food sit-down restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're going to keep doing this as much as you guys. As long as people are watching, we'll keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for tuning in. And next time, I think we're going to dip into the sauce world next time.
I like it.
Okay, I like that.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.